It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help, and can't get a hold of anyone. If you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right, a real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now.
Welcome to Life Class. Pastor Joel Osteen is back with us. So excited. We're challenging all of you to take the limits off of what you think is possible and dream big. That means discovering the dream that God has for you. Now, for me, dreaming big has never been about money or fame. I just happened to get it along the way. It's about the process of continually seeking to be better. And my prayer from the time I was a little girl was, God, use me, God, use me, God, use me. And it just so happens that God chose to use me in the world on a platform that caused me to have money and fame. I see that very clearly in my life.
Yeah, it's so important, and what a great job you've done. But that's the way God is. His dream for our life is big. Many times we limit him because we think, well, Oprah, I don't have the education, or I don't have the money, or I don't know the right people. But you know what? God never tells you to figure everything out. He says, if you believe, all things are possible. And so I think that's a big part of it, is just taking the limits off of him.
So I would have to say, we talked about this when I came to your house and interviewed you in Victoria, that from a little girl, I was looking at what did I really believed. I believed I would sit on the second pew from the front on the right every Sunday. That was my spot. I was baptized when I was 8 years old. And I really did believe, when I look back at my life, I believed I was God's child. And I believed that because I was God's child, being born in Mississippi, being born in the segregated South, I really did believe that anything was possible for me. And that's what has carried me to this space. And that's what we want to offer you all. You become what you believe. And to believe that you are created by the power that's greater than yourself, and that to live in that space means anything's possible. And what you want in your life, what you really want, is not your little piddly dreams for yourself, because I had some piddly dreams. What you want to do is to be able to live in the space. You know that beautiful Bible verse in Acts that says, in God I move and breathe and have my being. You want to be able to live in that space of God's dream for you. So the question I think is, what is God's dream for you? We want to talk about what is the difference between dreaming and wishing for something. I think most people spend their life, they wish for things, they want things, I want a new car, I want a thing. That's different than talking about what is the big dream for yourself.
Yeah, I think the big dream for yourself is it's tied onto your purpose. It's bigger than just you, meaning that your dream should be connected to helping other people as well.
Yes.
When it's just, like you said, when it's just, you know, God, I want a lot of money, I want to do this, but you know, it's very different when you say, you know what, God, I want to fulfill my purpose so I can be a blessing to others as well. Of course, you're going to take care of your family, but it's about, you know, fulfilling your purpose, which is, I believe God's dream is always tied in some way to helping other people, some way to making the world a better
whatever
place.
We have, we're here as a part of the human family to offer to ourselves and to the rest of the human family.
Yeah.
All right, so how would you say, I love Kristen Miller, who just said on Facebook, I've never really known how to have a dream. I just existed hoping for the best. But now I know dreams are important and I'm working toward realizing my dreams and obtaining them. Because yeah. Doesn't God meet you wherever you are with the dream? He meets you and expands it. Yeah,
I think he does. I like to say God will supersize, you know, like going to the fast food restaurant. Your dream, God's going to supersize anything you dream.
But well, I like that. That's a tweet. God will supersize your dream. God, but supersize me, Jesus. Yes. That's good. I feel a sermon coming on.
Supersize me, Jesus. That's it. I think, too, you can look at it. God meets you at the level of your expectations. If you don't expect much, if you pray little, you believe little, you're going to receive little. But you know what? When you take the limits off of God and say, God, I'm going to believe big. I'm going to pray bold. And I don't see how it can happen in the natural. You know, you can go back, well, I don't have the finances. I don't know the people. But God, I believe you put this in my heart. That's all God asks you to do, to believe big and to, you know, to obviously honor him.
I love believe big, pray bold.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to think up some new stuff to pray for.
You know, you have to wait for God's timing because there are times of testing and proving. A lot of times we want things to happen overnight, but I believe it, you know, you got to trust God's timing and be faithful where you are. I think this is where many people get discouraged, but if you're not happy where you are, you probably won't get to where you want to be. So you got to say, you know, this job I'm at, it's below me possibly. It's not where I want to be, but I'm going to give it my best. Right. I'm going to be faithful where I am. You know, you relate it to the scripture. You got to be faithful in the wilderness if you want to get to the promised land. And so some people, you know, my dad started the church with 90 people. He had a dream. He called it Lakewood International Outreach Center. 90 people. It was not an international outreach center. We had 90 people from a little neighborhood. But from the beginning, he knew he would touch the world. Well, for 13 years, Lakewood still had less than 200 people. Didn't grow overnight. But my dad, he would preach to those 90 people like he was preaching to 90,000. Never missed a service. He was faithful. The scripture says when you're faithful in the little, God will trust you with more. And don't despise the day of small beginnings. Sometimes we think, well, man, I've been believing for 5 years. I've been doing the IMs for 5 years. Nothing's happening. I believe something will happen sooner. But anyway, I think you have to be faithful and say, okay, I'm in a time of testing and proving. And at the right time, God will open up the right doors. Listen, one touch of God's favor can put you 50 years down the road. So you don't have to worry about getting behind. You know, I think it's so important, Oprah, to be grateful for what you have today.
Today.
You know, look at what's right. And you know, I say thank God for what's right instead of complaining about what's wrong. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, thank God for what you do have. I think another important one is this. Instead of always looking at how far you have to go, sometimes you need to look back and thank God for how far he's already brought you.
We just need to take that in for a moment. The little hairs on my head rose. Because when you think about, everybody just right now, think about what you've been through and how far you've come and how you're still standing here. That is an exultant testimony, is it not?
And it's so much.
Yes.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
You know, Carolyn Mace said that people suffer. I love this when she said this. People suffer when they pursue a life or chase a dream that doesn't belong to them. How do you know what is it? You all get that? Yeah. That everybody has a lane. There's a place for you. So how do you know when the dream is for you and it's not somebody else's, particular in our culture? That says, if I'm not on American Idol, if I'm not on America's Got Talent, if I don't have a reality show with my family, you know, that we're a fame-based culture.
Yeah, I think it's so important, Oprah. I think one thing is your dream, it never leaves you. It burns on the inside. It's a passion that's with you. I think one thing that kind of throws people off, many times your dream may be familiar to you. You know, it may be something natural to you, but you know, our culture, a lot of times human nature is I want to do what they're doing because it seems more exciting. But I think you have to stay in your sweet spot.
Timberly is here in our audience with a question for Pastor Joel.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I'm an ER physician, and I've studied and I've trained to become a doctor for many, many years. And it was my understanding, at least from my mother, that I would focus on my career first, and then after that, a family would come, a husband and a baby. And now at 34, my heart is very, very anxious at the thought of possibly not achieving that dream. And I'm not sure if it's because men are intimidated by my career or if it's because I'm being too picky, but what can I work on within myself to help me achieve that dream of one day becoming a wife and a mother?
You know, I think it's important to know that God has the right people to bring across your path. And, you know, those voices will tell you you're too old and it's never going to happen. But you gotta fight those negative voices. I call them the never lies. You got to turn those around every morning and just say, God, I want to thank you for bringing the right people into my life. You're causing me to be at the right place at the right time. And when you have that attitude of faith, it's not just being positive, but your faith is what allows God to bring to right people, allows God to work in your life. So the opposite is, what a lot of people do is they get negative, they get bitter, they get discouraged, and they don't realize it, but it's, you know, it stops God's power from working. So I would just encourage you, even though it's hard and you may not, you know, think in your own mind that it's going to happen, you got to come back to that place of faith and say, God, I know you've already lined up the right people, and at the exact right moment, I'll meet the person, they'll come into my life. And so it's just that place of faith, believe to trust that God has a plan.
Got it? I think what you're saying is true. People spend their lives wanting to be something that they can't be. When I loved what Joseph Campbell said, the privilege of a lifetime is to be who you are.
Yeah.
I love how you say, Pastor Joel, that we should use our energy to believe and not worry. Yeah. Believe and not worry.
Yeah, I think it's so important. You know, it takes the same energy to believe that it does to worry. So you get up in the morning and you think, oh, man, I'll never get the right breaks, and I got to go to work, and I don't like this job. You know, it's the same energy to turn it around and say, Lord, thank you for the gift of this day. Thank you that I'll meet the right people. Thank you that I have the talent. Thank you that I'm creative. Just turn it around. It's the same energy. Just use it in the right direction versus the wrong direction.
Versus the wrong direction.
You know, many people were raised negative, and it's just natural to them to have this recording playing, you know, the negative recording playing in their mind. So I do think you have to take it. You know, you have to start the day off in a positive frame of mind. You have to choose to be grateful. And I think it's important when the negative thoughts come, and they will, they come to all of us. It's not enough to just not dwell on it. You shouldn't dwell on it, but you got to replace it with a positive thought. I learned, Oprah, and I think it's important for people to realize that you have to come to your closed doors before you get to your open doors. And sometimes we'll stop.
Okay. We just, see, sometimes you go too fast for us. We need to take that in. We need a moment just to take that in. You have to come to your closed doors
before you get to your open doors.
Okay.
And so say, what if you knew?
Oh, that hit a nerve, didn't it, people?
You know, here's a great thought. What if you knew you had to go through 32 closed doors before you got to your open door? Well, then you come to closed door number 8, and you think, great, I got another one out of the way. Come to 9, got another one out of the way. It's a new perspective to say, okay, God, you've got the right opportunities, the right people, and I'm not going to get discouraged by your closed doors. Keep moving forward. You're learning from them, and you're one step closer to the open door.
I love that. Didn't y'all love that? Randall is Skyping in from Longmont, Colorado, and your question for Pastor Osteen.
Well, Pastor Osteen, I have this continual looming sense of failure. I was trying to follow my dream upon being a golf pro, and I got injured, and I was unable to accomplish that dream. But because of that, I cannot shake that burden of the fear of failure. What's your recommendations for me to just release myself from this burden?
Well, Randall, it's good to talk to you. I think that you just have to accept the fact, okay, there's a closed door there. There's something that didn't work out, but there's not a person here or in this audience or watching that hasn't failed before. So you have to shake it off and decide you're going to get up and move forward. And again, it goes back to those negative voices. They're going to play in your mind every day. You failed, you didn't make it, or whatever it may be. But you got to change that channel. I say it like this, Randall. Just like you have the remote control, you're flipping around, you flip through different channels. When those thoughts come saying, I'm a failure and I've blown it and there's nothing good in my future, get the remote control and change the channel in your mind. Switch over to to one of those channels that says, you know what? I've got a bright future and I am talented and I am creative and there are good things up in front of me. So I think so much of it is in our own thought life, but I know you can do it. You're sharp. God's got great things in front of you.
Thank you.
What's your new dream for yourself? Do you have another dream?
Well, I have 3 young daughters, and I just want to be the best father I possibly can for them.
We're cheering you here in the Hobby Center, right?
I want to do that, be the best husband, and just reach my potential.
I love this. This should be your new new mantra for the day. Believe big and pray bold, Randall. Believe big and pray bold.
I will do that, Oprah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for Skyping in. Here's a great quote. If you will embrace change, I love that one too. Embrace change, the winds that you thought would defeat you will actually push you to your divine destiny. That's good. Didn't that hit a nerve with you?
It did. I'm getting a little choked up here, Oprah.
That's good. That's good. Choked up is a good thing in that case. Go ahead.
You know, the storms that come into our lives, we see them as being bad. And, oh, man, I can't believe this. I lost my job. I got this health issue. But you got to remember, God controls the winds of the storm. And, you know, the winds that try to stop us, when you stay in faith, it's nothing for God to shift those winds. Instead of blowing you backwards, they can blow you forward.
Yeah.
I look at so many times in my life. I mean, even when my dad died, that was the biggest thing I'd ever been through. My dad and I were best friends. I'd worked with him for 17 years, and I thought, you know what, they'll never be bright. You know, never be as good as it used to be. But you know what? Those same winds that tried to blow me backwards were the winds that blew me into the position that I'm in now. Instead of blowing me down, they blew me up into this position of leadership that I have. So at some point, you got to say, okay, God, I'm going to take the sails down, and I'm going to let the storm blow me to where you want me to go. Because God will never, this is one of my sermons, God will never take you somewhere where he can't sustain you.
Yes.
So you call it surrender. I say when you relinquish control and say, okay, God, I'm in this storm, but I can't fight it anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't steer the ship. The waves are too big. The winds are too strong. This is where I am. God, I believe that when the winds quit blowing, you'll have me exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
And so instead of blowing you back, they can blow you forward, but it's back to that trust.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you ready to unlock your inner greatness? If so, make sure to listen to my podcast, The School of Greatness, hosted by me, Lewis Howes. Join me as I sit down with world-class performers, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders to uncover their secrets to success with new episodes every single week. Whether you're striving for personal growth, business mastery, or simply seeking inspiration, The School of Greatness has something for you, and you can find it on SiriusXM, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Subscribe and follow to the show so you never miss an episode and start your journey to greatness today.
I love somebody sent this to me when I was going through a difficult time. Sue down in Dallas sent me, that just sent me a scripture. It caused me to cry because, you know, in the moment when you're going through a lot and somebody just says, hello, how are you? And you go, I'm fine. So she sent me this scripture on a day I was going through a lot. And it said, the will of God will not take you where the grace of God will not protect you. I just love that. I was just thinking as you were sharing your story about your father passing and you're stepping up into that moment, you could have just as easily been the kind of person that continued to say, oh, but I belong behind the scenes. I'm a quiet kind of person. I'm not the person who gets out in front of people and do sermons. And you would have missed the entire opportunity because of your vision of what you were instead of what God's vision was for you.
Every voice told me, Joel, you are not qualified. You've not been to seminary. You've not all these knots. And, you know, before I'd get up on speak on Sunday morning, I would be so nervous. I would be, you know, practically nauseated during the week sometimes when I first started. But you know what? I do what I tell people to do. I'd get in front of that mirror and say, Joel, you are strong. You are well able. You're called to do this. So if you don't talk to yourself, yourself will talk to you. I mean, those thoughts will come if you don't, you know, they naturally come. So, you know, but I think what you said, though, it was right. I said, you know, that was a moment in destiny. And the thing is, Oprah, I didn't know if I'd be any good at this. You know, I thought, you know what, I can always do, I'm gonna take this step of faith and try it. And if it doesn't work out, I'll go back to TV production because I was good at that. But you know what, you have to have that attitude. Well, you know, maybe it's not going to be the final thing, but how am I gonna know unless I try? And so, you know, faith is about taking some risks sometimes.
A lot of people give up their dreams because of fear. You say we are closest to victory, I love this, when we face the greatest opposition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we're closest when we face the greatest opposition. But that's so hard. Sometimes it's so hard. Y'all know what I'm saying, right? Yeah, you have, you're pushing the boulder up the hill. And
you know what's funny, Oprah, is, you know, sometimes God loves us so much that he sends us an obstacle. Now, that may sound funny, but you know what made David king? It wasn't all the people. It was Goliath. The enemy made him the king. So, you know, I say this, the bigger your obstacles, the bigger your future. Because God will send you, I say God will send you, God will allow difficulties because, you know what, there's a big future in front of you.
I love this. Sister in Orange just turned and looked. I know what you're thinking. I must got a big future ahead. I just saw you. Isn't that what you just thought? You just thought, the bigger my future, the bigger my obstacles, I got a big future coming. All right, Susan is Skyping in from Walworth, New York. What's your question, Susan?
Hi, Oprah. Hi, Pastor Olstein. I have a great career, successful sales position, but it's not my passion and it's not my dream. I really want to be in real estate, and I need to be able to find the courage to move forward, to leave the stability of that job into the world of the unknown. I'm not sure what lies ahead.
I think, Susan, that you've got to be confident that God would not have given you that desire. He would have not given you that dream unless he has already equipped you. You may feel fear, but you have to do it afraid. So you just have to take that step of faith. And it doesn't mean that everything's going to fall into place right at the start, but you'll see God begin to open up the right doors. But I think that the shame would be to come to the end of your life and say, you know what? What if I would have taken that step of faith? And that's what none of us want to do, to come to the end and have regret. So I applaud you for not allowing yourself to be so comfortable to follow your passion, because a lot of people won't do that. But no, I believe you're one of the exceptions.
And so, may I say this, Susan? You're already more than halfway there. Yeah. You have just said to millions of people, I do not like my high-paying job. I dream of being a realtor, but I'm afraid to do that. You just have stepped out. You just did the big step. This was it. This is it. Now go be a realtor. So I interviewed Academy Award-winning actress Jennifer Hudson and her fiance, David Otunga. Turns out David is a huge Life Class fan and a perfect example of somebody who was living someone else's dream, Susan. He was living somebody else's dream, like you're talking about now, going to your job and you really want to be a realtor. So David is actually a Harvard Law graduate who gave up his career to pursue his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. And David is Skyping in from Chicago. David?
Hey, Oprah, how are
you? Hey, David. And I will say this, you know, I think you just saw Susan a moment ago who wants to be a realtor and doesn't want to, is afraid of giving up a high-powered job. I think what people are afraid of is what everybody's going to say, because when I will have to admit, I was one of those people when I heard that you were, you know, Harvard Law, which is very intimidating, and that you had graduated law school, all that, and that you wanted to be a wrestler. I was among those people at first going, what? What? What's he doing that for? What? So I'm sure you heard a bunch of what's in your life, did you not?
Oh, I heard a ton. I mean, people were like, is this guy crazy? Here he is working at a top law firm in Chicago.
Yes.
Oprah, this is the same firm that Obama worked at. High
wow.
pay, everything, it's a dream job. But it wasn't my dream. You know, I always wanted to be an action star, a wrestler. So I knew that I could do it, but it was just about taking that leap of faith. And when it got to the point where I was like, you know what? If I just do this, God will carry me through. So I went in and I made the biggest decision of my life. Everybody thought I was crazy, but I gave up that dream job at the law firm, and people were shocked.
What did your parents say?
You know what? This is interesting. My mom was so proud of me when
really?
I graduated from Harvard, so proud of getting this job with all of her friends. But it was a conversation with her that gave me the courage to do it. And I told her, you know, what I wanted to do. She said, David, you know what? I've always told you, you're a special child. You can be whatever you want. You know, you're so focused, but you just need to go in there and do it. Take that faith. And God will lead you to it.
Wow.
So hearing that from my own mom, who was so proud of this job, her telling me to go in and do it, I was like, okay.
Were you content at the lawyer job when you were at the big law firm and you had the Harvard degree? Well, you still have the Harvard degree, but were you content there, or was there? Could you share with our audience what that thing felt like that you needed to go, that you needed to?
Sure.
Okay?
Sure. Well, it was obviously high paying. It was more money than I could spend. I had no worries. It was super prestigious. Everybody wanted this job, but it didn't fulfill me. You know, like, I felt like I can do more. I want to affect people. You know, I want to inspire people. I want to be a role model, a motivator. And so it's like, I feel like I can do more, and I would be better served. God could use me better outside of here.
Wow. I hear you've been taking notes. What's resonated with you tonight?
Well, I've already read all of Joel's books, and so it's just re-going over some of this stuff. But believe big and pray bold. You know,
yeah.
that's one of the things. My dreams were huge. I wanted to be an action movie star, a wrestler. You know, that's pretty bold, but you know what? I'm in the WWE, my championship belt's behind me, and I just wrapped my first movie with Halle Berry.
Wow. David, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for Skyping in. Say hi to Jennifer and little David Jr. Okay, Pastor Joel, final thoughts.
Well, my thoughts would be dream big, pray bold, what we talked about, and also, you know, get up each morning expecting God's favor. You know, a lot of people are not expecting good things in their life. And, you know, what you expect, you draw in. You know, it's amazing how we get up and, well, I'm expecting to hopefully make it through this year. And just, a lot of times we're expecting bad breaks. But you know what? You got to get up and say, God, this day is a gift you've given me. I'm expecting your favor because I'm your child. And I'm expecting to meet the right people, the right opportunities, the right doors, and then doors to open. And then, you know, in the meantime, be patient. Be faithful where you are. God sees every day you go to work, you get there on time. Again, you do the right thing when the wrong thing is happening. When you do that, you are passing the test. You are one day closer to God getting you to where He wants you to be.
Well, I can't say enough good things about the book, I Declare. You say that our words have creative power, which is really what we've been talking about here, to understand that whenever we speak something, either good or bad, we give life to what we're saying, and that too many people say negative things about themselves, their families, their futures, and that the difference is to be able to turn that around when you first start hearing yourself doing it.
Yeah,
and to declare something different.
It's so important, yeah. The words we speak are setting the tone for our life. And so, again, I think you have to get up in the morning and speak those words of faith, not just over you, but speak them over your children. Like we heard some while ago that somebody was told that they can't amount to much. But, words, people remember things that were said 50 years ago. They're setting the tone. So I'd encourage you to speak them over your life and over your family.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.